This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Just getting rolling, still rocking and rolling here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock tonight. Plenty more to get to. We will keep you up to speed on all things NBA free agency as we roll throughout the program. Right now, though, I want to go out to the Rude Guest Hotline for the first time this show, where we find our good friend of the program, senior NFL reporter for YahooSports.com, Jory Epstein. You can give her a follow on the old X app at Jory Epstein. That is J-O-R-I Epstein. Jory, we appreciate you making some time for us during the dog days of summer, my friend. How are you?
Well, now, great to be on. I am doing well. How are you doing? I mean, can we really call it dog days when you think about what happened in the NFL today?
I was about to say, just when you think you're getting a little bit of a rest when it comes to the National Football League, boom, here comes the Pittsburgh Steelers continuing to add reinforcements. I want to start there. Pittsburgh with a big-time deal earlier today. Jory, I'll peel back the curtain a little bit and be transparent and honest with you. When I first saw the deal, I did not notice that Minkah Fitzpatrick was included. That has clearly shifted how I grade this deal for Pittsburgh. If you're just now joining us, talking to our listening audience, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Miami Dolphins coming to terms on a blockbuster deal earlier this afternoon that sends Jalen Ramsey and tight end Jonnu Smith to Pittsburgh in exchange for Minkah Fitzpatrick in a pick swap. Jory, as you are, you know, getting your lunch together earlier this afternoon or finishing up writing a story or an interview, what was your thought when this comes across your ticker?
Yeah, there was so much to unpack here because, as you mentioned, we've got a player swap. I mean, defensively, we've got Jalen Ramsey going to Pittsburgh. We got Minkah Fitzpatrick going to the Dolphins. Then we also added in tight end Jonnu Smith going from Miami to Pittsburgh. Then we have the salary implications and, oh, he's going to get paid. Jalen's going to get paid a little bit more, but the Dolphins are going to take a little bit of that salary on. And, oh, by the way, that's a seventh-round pick swap. So there's just so many different elements here. And I think what stands out to me most is when you look at what the Steelers have done this season, or this offseason, I should say, you really have to ask yourself, what is going on? The Steelers are historically a patient franchise. They don't make a lot of moves in the offseason. And now we see they're getting rid of George Pickens. They're bringing in DK Metcalf. They're bringing in Aaron Rodgers. They're getting rid of Minkah Fitzpatrick. They're bringing in Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith. I mean, on and on. And it's just like, who are these guys and what have they done with the Rooney family? But I think that what it comes down to is to say that the Steelers are all in, I believe, is a misnomer. When I reached out to coaches and executives around the league today, they too believe that. Because if you're all in, you're usually not only focusing on this year, but you're mortgaging your future. You've got all your salary cap and your cash betting maxed out. You were maybe giving up some picks. You're saying, we are going to do this now. The Steelers aren't really mortgaging their futures either in the contracts for the players or in the implications for their draft picks, but they are heavily emphasizing this win-now mentality, and we know why. Because Aaron Rodgers signed with them. He's got a really high ceiling as a quarterback, a four-time MVP, even into his 40s, and he said he's pretty sure he's got 1 year left. So really, this is about the Steelers being in a win-now mode and the Dolphins, in my opinion, being in more of a rebuild mode.
Yeah, I totally agree with your premise on the deal. I mean, look, just because they haven't mortgaged significant draft capital, though, doesn't mean that the Steelers aren't going all in. I totally believe that is their mentality, and I happen to think it's going to work. Jory, you could say I'm a crazy person. I just feel like, and let me know if you agree or not, I think, and maybe you're guilty of it, maybe you're not. I know I have been at times. We have let our opinions, talking about media members, our opinions of Aaron Rodgers, the person, influence how we evaluate Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback. When you consider all the moves that Pittsburgh has made, and then you insert Aaron Rodgers, probably the best quarterback that they've had under center since Ben Roethlisberger retired back in 2020, I mean, I'd have to put the Steelers on the short list of frontrunners in the AFC. Buffalo, Baltimore, Kansas City, the only three teams I'm willing to concretely put above Pittsburgh, and we know that they've had Baltimore's number during the regular season. Where do these moves ultimately place Pittsburgh in the landscape of the loaded AFC?
Yeah, I think we still see differently on the all-in mode because they do have other resources they're not using for this year in terms of salary cap and cash that they are not using. But clearly they are emphasizing 2025. And what's interesting to me is I was texting a coach last week after Rodgers made his comments about he's pretty sure this last year, and he said – the coach said, like, guess you want to end on a good note. If it's his third consecutive bad season, pretty good sign to hang it up. And I was like, would you really consider it third consecutive bad season? Because obviously two seasons ago, he tears his Achilles on the fourth snap of the season. So that's right. A bad season. But I think that Rodgers at 40 years old did better than most guys would do at 25 coming off an Achilles tear. It's very well known in the league that you usually are not going to be 100% your first year back from an Achilles tear when you're young. So to me, what Rodgers did last year, I'm not saying his production emulated what he did earlier in his career when he was winning MVPs, but I actually think when you consider the level of adversity, both in terms of how dysfunctional the Jets were and his own health that he had to overcome, what he did last year was really impressive. And so I say that in response to what you're saying, Linnell, about this idea of how do we divorce what we think of Aaron Rodgers, the person, from Aaron Rodgers, the player. And to me, you have to be impressed with what he did from a health standpoint and the relative production. In terms of how the Steelers will be ranked, I mean, yes, they're definitely going to be better from a quarterback standpoint. They've been in a while. I think we need to see what their defense is like, because obviously Mike Tomlin has this historic no losing seasons in large part because of his defense. But towards the end of last year, that defense really struggled. I mean, they had that 5-game losing streak to end their season. And a lot of that was because their defense just couldn't stop anybody. And so I do have some questions about this. I do think Minka Fitzpatrick was a really big anchor, both from a schematic standpoint and a locker room standpoint. And I think they should have enough pieces. I would agree with you. They're up there. But I also think that the AFC West is surprisingly competitive. Yes. I don't think it's just the Chiefs. I think the Chargers and Broncos should scare people as well. And from a defensive standpoint, I'd probably be more afraid of Denver than Pittsburgh right now.
That's a very interesting comp. I don't want to leave out the Las Vegas Raiders either, Jory. I know Coach Carroll and the company have high expectations for what he's going to do in his inaugural season there. But I think your point is well taken. The AFC is loaded, and my confidence in Pittsburgh, I think, says a lot about what they've done this offseason. And it is going to be interesting. It's going to be a knock them out, drag them out brawl next year in that AFC to see who punches their ticket to the playoffs. One team that I know you're very familiar with, my friend, is the Dallas Cowboys. And you know, we're doing radio here in Washington, D.C. Jory, I brought up Dallas's offseason about 3 weeks ago, a couple of weeks after the draft. And I had about two segments worth of calls of people telling me, ship this guy to Dallas. What do you mean Dallas has had as good of an offseason as anybody in the NFL? When you look at what's going on in Big D, let me ask you this question. Which gap is bigger, the gap between Washington and Philadelphia or the gap between Dallas and Washington?
That's a great question, Lena. I think that is a really good, important point, because obviously I think that the Eagles winning the Super Bowl last year and winning in the fashion they did and returning the players that they are should be considered the favorites to win the NFC East. And I say that in part knowing that I should not put any money on that because no one has repeated in the NFC right. East since the 2003-2004 season stretch. I think what I would say is I believe the gap is bigger between the Eagles and Commanders. And I've talked about this, but I think the Commanders are going to be a better team than last year, but I don't think their record is going to be better than last year, because think about all of the games they won at the last minute with the Hail Marys here against the Bears and doinking in and all sorts of other ones. I think at some point, yes, I believe that Jaden Daniels will continue to be a clutch player, and this is not a knock on him at all, mm-hmm. but typically NFL teams view it as there is some degree of swing in your luck because there's a degree of randomness and variance in the NFL. On top of that, the NFC East has a really hard schedule with the divisions that they're going up against. And so I think that, and I know that's not relative to Dallas versus right. Washington, but I think that Dallas has more in place that has been in place for multiple years that they'll be able to draw upon. And I think this is now a team that's got Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and George Pickens on offense. And I think while they're not necessarily going to be Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and T. Higgins, we did see from Cincinnati last year that even if your defense struggles, and maybe Dallas doesn't, but even if your defense struggles, if you have an offensive core that is that productive, Cincinnati was able to win a lot of games with that. So that's kind of how I view where Dallas is going to be. But it'll be interesting because we haven't seen Brian Schottenheimer yes. call plays in a long time.
For sure. And I think when the hire was made of Schottenheimer, you know from being boots on the ground in Dallas, what type of relationship Dak and him have formed over the past several years. I know it's viewed as kind of like a net negative because it's Dallas and, oh, they're hiring from within. It feels like they're the easy target when it comes to the NFC in terms of franchises we want to just punch on. I think we know about that here in Washington because we were that team for a long time. But a lot of the things that you just said I think are certainly true. Dak Prescott, to me, is probably one of the most underrated quarterbacks in the National Football League. And relative to Washington versus Dallas specifically, if you look at the two meetings last year, this Commanders offense with Jaden Daniels in the game really, really struggled against the Dallas Cowboys. So we'll see what happens coming up in 2025. Jory, I want to put some folks on the hot seat real quick while we got you. It doesn't have to be from the same team. It can be two separate entities. But give me the quarterback and head coach under the most pressure entering 2025.
Yeah, I would say the head coach under the most pressure entering 2025 has got to be Brian Daboll and the Giants. And we don't have to leave the NFC East to find this. I went through it and I was thinking about it. And yes, you could say Shane Steichen needs to show he can develop a quarterback. But I think Brian Daboll's biggest feather in his cap when he got to the Giants was developing Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And we've since seen Brian Daboll with other quarterbacks not have success, and Josh Allen with a range of offensive coordinators and play callers have success. And so then you say, well, what are you doing? Are you getting the culture right on your team? And we've seen varying reports about the culture, and obviously his former defensive coordinator at the yeah. Giants, Wink Martindale, had a lot of questions on his way out. And then you want to see him developing a quarterback. And so whether that looks like putting Russell Wilson in the best position to succeed in the short term, and you also, if your ownership, want to see him put Jackson Dart in position to be the guy for the long term. And so I think he's going to want to both prove to them that he could win now on the strength of his defense and be able in the longer term to have a quarterback answer in Jackson Dart. In terms of quarterbacks on the hot seat, that one's a tougher one, and I'm actually curious who you pose it, because I don't know that I feel like there's a I think what I would wonder in terms of hot seat is this someone who right in the way, I mean, quarterbacks under pressure, you have some guys who have not done anything yet, but I don't know if I consider that the same as hot seat. So I'm going to have you define this a little bit more for me.
Yeah, sure. So I'll give you my answer, and then I'll give you my reason for my answer.
Okay, I just thought of mine, actually, but you can go first.
So I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, not in the regular season, but obviously in the postseason. Everyone has a lot of nasty things to say, it feels like, Drury, about Dak Prescott because, oh, it's only regular season numbers that he's putting up. Same can be said about Lamar Jackson. When you stack up their head-to-head playoff numbers, Dak Prescott, wee bit better than Lamar Action Jackson. Do you agree with me when I say Lamar is the quarterback under the most pressure? Do you have another option?
Okay, that's a great point, and I will say it's funny because when I was at the AFC Championship in Baltimore 2 years ago now, I actually felt like if you make it to the AFC Championship, there are so many different things that could happen there, and I thought that 2 years ago we started to change that narrative a little bit because he did get past the divisional round. If I say that's coming from someone who spent the first 7 years of my career in Dallas and watching the Cowboys not having made it past the divisional round in 30 years. I mean, you guys know that in Washington, and now I believe with you guys making it to the conference championship last year, I think the Cowboys are the longest tenured team in the NFC to not have made it that far. But in terms of pressure, I think the answer actually has to be Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis, because he is someone who already was under a lot of pressure last year. He hasn't been able to stay healthy. He had another aggravation of his AC joint in his shoulder that knocked him out of most of last season, or 2 years ago, when was in off-season activities this year, and they brought in Daniel Jones, who they're paying like $13, $14 million, which is not backup money, to push Anthony. And so to me, it was kind of like Anthony's job to lose, but he really had to prove that he was the guy and that they shouldn't trust Daniel more. And then instead, he's been hurt. He had last year where he even tapped out of the game because he was tired. And I know it was one play, but it was not a look that won the confidence of the locker room. And then you add to that that with Jim Irsay's passing, the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, his daughter Carly Irsay Gordon, recently said that they believe that Anthony can do it if he wants to, and was really emphasizing this if he wants to. And so I don't know that the Colts are going to have the same level of intention in developing Anthony Richardson to be the starter, because if you're head coach Shane Steichen and your general manager Chris Ballard, how many more years can you get this wrong? You kind of have to get it right this year and win games, not necessarily just develop. And I think that job is going to go to Daniel Jones.
Jory, I know you got a hard out, so we'll let you go on this. You can be brief. We appreciate you making some time. My most intriguing storyline heading into next year, one of them is what's going to happen with Travis Hunter in Jacksonville. Real quick, based off of folks you've talked to, what are the expectations out there in NFL league circles about what we'll see from Hunter?
I believe that he'll be primarily an offensive player with defensive packages. There are split opinions, but I think that ultimately the head coach who he was drafted by was going to dictate what he played. And I think that receiver is so valuable a position. You have a head coach whose job is to come in, call the plays, make the offense run, and prove that Trevor Lawrence is also your quarterback. You signed him to a big deal, and so you need Travis Hunter to play primarily on offense. And while I'm not saying he won't spot on defense, I do think there are people who believe it would be a lot harder to be in a defensive package than an offensive package if you were going to have limited snaps on one side of the ball. So I think people are going to be disappointed, and I could be wrong. I'd be thrilled to be wrong and just see him play both ways and see what happens, as long as they're looking out for the guy, because I do worry about the player longevity. But I think ultimately the nature of the head coach and the quarterback situation there is going to swing him toward offense.
Jory, we appreciate you making some time for us as always. Hopefully Washington is on one of your training camp stops, my friend.
That is absolutely the plan, so I will see you guys soon.
For sure. I appreciate you making some time. That is Jory Epstein, senior NFL reporter for YahooSports.com. Give her a follow on the X app at Jory Epstein, one of the absolute best in the business, getting us up to speed with the National Football League. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, Shams Charania of ESPN dropping free agency nuggets left and right. We'll get to the latest on NBA free agency. Plus, what gap is bigger, the gap between Washington and Philadelphia or Dallas and Washington? We'll chew on that next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Flattering. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Big thank you to Jory Epstein, senior NFL reporter for yahoosports.com, giving us some of her time here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock before we hand things over to the Infinity Sports Network. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, about 1 hour from now, our pal Brandon Scoop B. Robinson, longtime NBA insider, going to join the program. We'll get his thoughts on NBA free agency and what is next for the teams in the association. Plenty of news being broken in the NBA. We'll get you the latest here right now while we've got a second. Tyus Jones and the Magic agreeing to a one-year, $7 million deal. That according to Shams Charania of ESPN. Nickeil Alexander-Walker, one of the most highly sought-after free agents on the market, leaving the Minnesota Timberwolves where he starred the past several years. He's taking his talents to Hotlanta. He signs a four-year, $62 million deal with the Atlanta Hawks. It'll end up being a sign-and-trade as Atlanta sends a 2027 second-round pick in cash to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Luka Garza also coming to terms on a two-year, $5.5 million deal with the Boston Celtics. Boston trying to improve their front court depth after they lost their backup center, Luke Kornet. He's going to the San Antonio Spurs on a four-year, $41 million deal. And when you think about what San Antonio has in the front court and having a seven-footer to play next to or behind Victor Wembanyama, I think that was paramount. And I think it's a really, really shrewd move by the San Antonio Spurs. An era ending in Golden State with the Warriors as Kevon Looney signing a two-year, $16 million deal with the New Orleans Pelicans. I like this fit in New Orleans when you think about veteran leadership, helping lead young front court members like Zion Williamson and Derek Queen. I think Kevon Looney, you know, coming in as an NBA champion, going to show guys how to act on a day-in, day-out basis. The two moves, really, that I think have been the most shrewd and will make the most impact is what Denver has done. So we announced right at the top of the show that the Nuggets traded Michael Porter Jr. to Brooklyn in exchange for Cam Johnson. They sent the 2032 unprotected first to Brooklyn as well. I think Cam Johnson, people get sent to Brooklyn for their careers to die. He still played good basketball. I think if you watched him in Phoenix, I think he'll be able to play a similar role in Denver with the Nuggets. Michael Porter simply was just too unreliable during the postseason when it comes to his play, when it comes to his health, and obviously he was going through a lot of personal stuff off the court as well, so you try and give him the benefit of the doubt in terms of why last year went the way that it did. But Cam Johnson is a massive, massive upgrade for the Denver Nuggets, and then the Nuggets continuing to put in work. This was a big one to me. The Nuggets agreeing on a one-year deal with former NBA champion Bruce Brown, formerly of the Nuggets when they won the title in 2023. I think him returning to Denver is massive. It was very clear that they missed him last year when they were on their postseason run. I know Oklahoma City ended up winning the finals, but Denver took that team to seven games, and I always felt like the winner of that series was going to win the finals. Denver is not sitting on their hands and saying, okay, let's just let the Oklahoma City dynasty get started. No, they have taken the news. They have taken free agency and gone, okay, we're going to be aggressive, we're going to get better, and we're going to try and close the gap between us and Oklahoma City, if a gap even exists. And I think that's debatable depending on who you talk to. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. To me, I mean, I think when you look at some of the financial details of this, of these trades and moves that Denver has made, they get significant financial flexibility. This is via Yossi Goslin, who is a salary cap analyst for CapSheets.com. Denver saves $40 million. They get under the luxury tax, and they open up their $14.1 million mid-level exception. They also get a $16.8 million trade exception. So Denver is off to a smashing start when it comes to what they've done this offseason and potentially closing the gap between them and the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's what it's got to be about, point blank period. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. This coming from Brett Siegel of Clutch Points. We know that Golden State lost Kevon Looney to New Orleans. Rumors say that they are all in on former Celtics big man Al Horford. Wouldn't that be a good fit? If you go from Kevon Looney to Al Horford, I think you got to consider it an upgrade. If you are the Golden State Warriors, Al Horford obviously can stretch the floor and provides you an interesting threat on the perimeter. He's also big enough to rebound. And if you watched him defensively this year, I'm excited to see what's going on and what's going to happen next year with Al Horford if he is in. 636-1067 is the number. That's me getting you up to speed on the latest with NBA free agency. Coming up in about an hour, we'll be joined by Brandon Scoop B. Robinson, longtime NBA insider. We get his thoughts on what is next for the NBA and free agency. Real quick here, as we put a bow on our conversation surrounding the National Football League. First of all, if you missed any of my conversation with Jory Epstein of YahooSports.com, download the Always Free Odyssey app, use the Odyssey Rewind feature, and go back to the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Always get plenty of good nuggets from Jory whenever she is able to join the program. But I think the big thing with me when it comes to the NFL and what I'm looking forward to next year, I asked her at the tail end of the interview, she didn't get the chance to expound upon it too much. What will Travis Hunter be in year one of his NFL career? I have high expectations for him. I'm actually a lot higher on Jacksonville as a team relative to other media members, but I do know this. Travis Hunter is going to put in the work in order to be the best rookie possible for the Jacksonville Jaguars. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get into the news we open up the show with. The NBA investigating Malik Beasley for a gambling probe. It's not just the NBA. It's the United States District Attorney's Office as well. What is the latest involving Malik Beasley in the NBA's gambling controversy? We'll get you that next here on The Fan. 636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP, taking you up to 10 o'clock here on this Monday night edition of Overtime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
More to get to. We'll keep you up to speed on the latest with NBA free agency. This comes from Dave McMenamin of ESPN. And Bennett, I'm getting ready to slide this to your DM. It's Dave McMenamin, who covers the Lakers on a day-to-day basis for ESPN.com, giving the latest on where things currently stand between the Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron James. And for just now joining us, the big news of yesterday, first and foremost, happy NBA free agency. That officially got underway at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Really, things got kicked off yesterday, though. And not with any free agent moves, but LeBron James opting into his $52.6 million player option for next year with the Los Angeles Lakers. It is a surprise to me, and here is why. LeBron James, at this point in his career, whether Rich Paul says it or not, I think we all know he is trying to compete for championships. The only thing that stands between him and being the concrete best player of all time is him catching Michael Jordan when it comes to hardware. And LeBron James, with the Lakers roster as currently constructed, that team is not looked at as a championship front runner in the Western Conference. So yesterday, Rich Paul released the statement of all statements and said, quote, LeBron wants to compete for a championship. He knows the Lakers are building for the future. He understands that, but he values a realistic chance of winning it all. We are very appreciative of the partnership that we've had for 8 years with Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka and consider the Lakers as a critical part of James' career. Rich Paul also said to ESPN, we understand the difficulty in winning now while preparing for the future. We do want to evaluate what's best for LeBron at this stage in his life and career. He wants to make every season he has left count, And the Lakers understand that and are supportive and want what's best for him. That sounds like the beginning of the end of LeBron James with the LA Lakers. To me, that is where things currently stand. Here is Dave McMenamin of ESPN earlier this afternoon trying to make sense of Rich Paul's statement.
Bobby, staying on trades, when I talked to Rich, he told me that he has not had any discussion with the Lakers about wanting a trade on the back end of this statement. He did say that four teams have contacted him in the last 24 hours wanting to talk trades, but Rich didn't have any substantive conversations with those teams either. Right now, LeBron is focused on playing on a championship caliber roster. Rich told me, like, there's no guarantees in building a championship caliber roster, but we know what it looks like and what it doesn't look like. And we'll see if in a week from now, when Rob Pelinka is finished doing his work with this roster, if it looks like a winning, realistic situation.
Here's the thing.
I don't think that it will. And that is Dave McMenamin of ESPN giving some insight into his conversation with the CEO of Clutch Sports, Rich Paul, the representation for LeBron James. I mean, here's the thing about what's happening right now with LeBron James. LeBron James has wandering eyes, right? If any of you out there are in a relationship or dealing with a significant other, it is very obvious that when your spouse or partner has wandering eyes, they're as good as gone. LeBron James has wandering eyes when it comes to the NBA and is looking at other situations like, maybe that is more conducive for my success, more conducive to trying to help me reach my goals of winning an NBA championship. LeBron and Rich Paul can say all they want that they're giving the Lakers the opportunity to prove that they can construct a championship roster, but here's the thing. If LeBron was being genuine with that, he wouldn't have opted into this deal. Him opting into this $52.6 million player option costs the Lakers money that they can spend on other free agents. If LeBron James would have declined the option, taken a pay cut, and signed a multi-year extension, they would have more assets, more capital to go out and eventually strike a deal for a guy that can help them in their pursuit of a championship. I said this last night on the Infinity Sports Network, 10 to 2 a.m. Eastern time, if you got the chance to tap in with me there. If I am Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss, I am sending LeBron a bouquet of roses. I am sending him his favorite sweet treat and saying thank you for what you did during your 8 years with the L.A. Lakers. I keep saying it. I hope that I piss someone off when I say it, but I'm honestly just being genuine. 8 years ago, LeBron James saved the Los Angeles Lakers franchise. When you think about where they were post-Kobe Bryant and him tearing his Achilles and dropping the big-time numbers in his super inefficient final game of his career, the Lakers were in a bad spot. And LeBron James focused on legacy, focused on improving his standing off the court, decided to take his talents to Los Angeles, and they've been better off ever since. He brought that city a title. He made the All-Star game in that city. He made the All-NBA team in that city. And he's in a spot right now where he holds all the cards. He owes nothing to the city of Los Angeles at this point. He owes nothing to the L.A. Lakers franchise at this point. What he owes and who he owes is himself. And Rich Paul alluded to it. There's only so much time left in LeBron James' career, right? I say it all the time. Father Time is undefeated, but if there's one guy that was on the verge of knocking Father Time the hell out, it was LeBron James, entering year number 23. Last year, at age 40, in year number 22, it was a hair under 25 points per game. It was a hair under 8 rebounds, a hair under 8 assists. We have never seen a guy have this sort of run of sustained excellence in any professional sport. There's always some sort of drop-off. There's always some sort of fall off in production when it comes to a major professional athlete going late into his career. LeBron James next year, entering year number 23, hasn't lost a step. For those of you that were bitching and moaning and complaining about what you saw from him against the Minnesota Timberwolves in the playoffs, you saw it. He's playing with a torn MCL. So LeBron James, say what you want. He has a couple of years left, and I think if he's smart, he would spend those final few seasons competing for a championship, and I don't think the Lakers have the necessary capital to do so. The other thing is this, right? I say if I'm Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss, don't just play tiddlywinks with LeBron James. Rip the Band-Aid off completely. I'm trading LeBron, and I'm going to do what that fat-shaming bastard Nico Harrison should have done. I am going to shop Luka Doncic to the highest bidder and actually get a return on my investment so I can kickstart what needs to happen in Los Angeles, a rebuild. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, details on the NBA gambling probe involving Piston shooting guard Malik Beasley. That is next here on The Fan. 1-800-636-1067, the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock tonight. Taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. Wes and Bennett behind the glass playing the funky tunes and taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. I want to bring, I know I'm doing this completely off kilter and I did not warn you all, but I'm bringing you on right now. I want to bring Wes and Bennett to the fold here for a second. We've been talking about LeBron James and NBA free agency here in the better part of this 8 o'clock hour after we hopped off with Jory Epstein. The music probably should go away if you want to talk, fellas. Obviously, yanking your chain, giving you a hard time. Wes and Bennett, two of our newest, youngest, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed producers at 106.7 The Fan. You all are going to work with me a lot over the next several months, unless you quit. And I don't think Wes or Bennett is a quitter. Who do you think is the greatest basketball player of all time?
Really, we're having this conversation?
We're having this conversation. Because if you're in my age group, if you're in my age demographic, and your answer is not LeBron James, I have questions about your character.
Personally, it is LeBron for me, but it's not like Jordan is light years behind him.
I don't think
fan.
I think LeBron, I'll take it a step further. I think LeBron James is the greatest athlete of all time. Okay. When you consider his longevity and how long he's been at the top of the game. Bennett, that's a responsible answer, and I won't judge your character. Wes, before you even say anything, don't piss me off with your answer.
How'd you know I was going to do that?
Because I figured I could pick up what you're putting down here. Wes.
D'Angelo Russell.
Remind me, Bennett, to never let Wes crack the microphone ever again. Your first time on air with me, and you say D'Angelo Russell?
Oh, yeah.
Is the greatest player of all time?
He's a baller.
D'Angelo Russell, you should ask him to hold a couple. He signed a free agent deal with the Dallas Mavericks earlier this afternoon. We talked about that in the 7 o'clock hour. But no, Wes, give me your real answer.
It's LeBron. I am a little biased.
Why are you biased,
Because LeBron is from Ohio.
And you're from?
I'm from Tyson's Corner, Virginia, but my dad went to Ohio State. So that's why I said D'Angelo Russell initially.
Okay. But, you know, he's a Buckeye.
A Buckeye. You know, when we played in the national championship, LeBron's there.
For sure. I thought you were about to say that you're from Ohio because I don't know if you know, me and Ohio have had some history with each other. I went to college in Bethany, West Virginia, which is about 30 minutes out from Steubenville, Ohio, which is considered like the trenches of Ohio. Wes, when I say the trenches, I mean a place that is not safe.
All right, Wes and I are switching back and forth with headphones here, but I have a question to pose to you because...
Well, there we go. How about that? You ask me the questions.
Well, you say that LeBron is the greatest athlete of all time, and I understand that. He's lasted so long in the NBA, has consistently put up, more than solid numbers.
21-time All-NBA, 21-time All-Star. Put some respect on it, Bennett. Don't try to shortchange him.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
When the playoffs were going on, when the NHL and NBA playoffs were going on, a question that was asked on a national network, I'm pretty sure it was ESPN, and I think this was also when Ovi was either close to breaking the record or he had just broken the record, but is Alex... O- would you consider Alex Ovechkin to be a greater athlete than LeBron?
Is Ovi better than LeBron? Jeez, asking me this question on DC Airwaves is a death sentence for me if I don't answer a certain way. But it's tough because Ovechkin is comparable for the simple fact that he is aged gracefully. You haven't seen some massive fall off in the play of Alex Ovechkin as he's gotten older and longer in the tooth. Is he a better athlete than LeBron James, though?
I understand that if that is a stupid question to ask, but
it's not stupid. But I will say this: I went ice skating for the first time like 2 weekends ago, and I was using the blue handicap assist and was falling all over the ice. I have a newfound respect for NHL athletes and anyone that is legit in the sport of hockey, because what the hell? You first got to worry about skating first and foremost. You then got to worry about not busting your ass. And then I know how the Russians get down. If you think that Alex Ovechkin is playing in these hockey games sober, you're out your rabbit ass mind. So think about this. He's skating, tipsy, and scoring 40-plus goals in a season.
I'm just saying that it is quite impressive. So impressive to break or, you know, fracture your leg in the middle of a season and still come back and break the NHL regular season goal scoring record. I think that's always just fun little topic.
It's an impressive feat, but, you know, LeBron James is, if I'm not mistaken, I got to look this up real quick. Is he not the all-time leading scorer ever in the history of the NBA?
I'm just saying.
So as impressive as Ovi being the all-time goal scoring leader is, LeBron James has a similar accomplishment in his sport.
Absolutely. But then it also, you know, you should probably consider championships.
One's got more than the other, and it's not LeBron, who's normally trash talked about the lack of rings that he has. Alex Ovechkin has one title during his time here with the Washington Capitals.
It's so sad.
And I'm going all over the bend here right now. Bennett, you're someone that I know pays close attention to what's going on with the Washington Nationals. Yes, it is. For the sector of the fan base that wants Ted Leonsis to buy the Nats, why do you think that would go well? He has proven over the course of his ownership, and I love our partners at Monumental, he's not the best owner in the world. He's made some very questionable decisions, including giving Bradley Beal a no-trade clause. While I'm eager to get away from the learners, Bennett and Wes, if it's Ted Leonsis, I'm probably out.
Well, I don't know. You know, I think what Leonsis has done with the Wizards and Caps isn't, like, obviously bad, but I also think that the Caps have one of the best general managers.
Yes, yes, they
in, do. You know, in hockey, and I think Leonsis obviously gets bailed out there a little bit.
Well, all owners got to do is just get out the damn way when you have an executive like that. I totally agree.
But if he you know, does say buy the team and he promises to come and actually spend some money,
which we know he's got,
then you can't be mad about that, because that's what the Nats need to do. They need to spend money.
Yes, they do. And here's the thing about Ted Leonsis. Y'all know it out there. If you go to the Etihad Lounge out at Cap One Arena, Ted Leonsis' money is different. Ted Leonsis has oil money. Ted Leonsis has blood money, if you pick up what I'm putting down. I think if he does buy the Nationals, they would be in a much better spot. He would go out and spend what they need to spend. The story that Spencer Nussbaum put in the Washington Post earlier this afternoon, highlighting the lack of spending on key resources to help develop guys in Major League Baseball, I don't know, man. We're in a very interesting spot. If Ted Leonsis was to buy the Nationals, does it give you more confidence that they'd be able to re-sign a guy like James Wood or Mackenzie Gore or C.J. Abrams? Because one thing we know about Ted, he ain't afraid to spend money, and it may be to a fault when you think about some of the contracts that he's given out throughout his tenure. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Top of the 9 o'clock hour, the Commanders with a very, very cool gesture to some local heroes. We'll get you the deets on that. Plus, Malik Beasley in the NBA gambling probe being investigated by the U.S. District Attorney's Office. We'll get you the details on that as well next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.